systems thinking. The lesson outcomes for this module are to recognize and understand the three relevant types of systems that engineers encounter, and to understand what a complex system looks like in a real-world context. Systems thinking is a crucial concept to understand before engaging with Indigenous communities. There are three types of systems that we are likely to encounter as engineers: simple, complicated, and complex. Simple systems have known knowns, aka all the variables are known, which means they are solvable. So for example, the equation of a line with a known x or y value is solvable. The cause and effects for the system are clear. Complicated systems, on the other hand, have known unknowns, like a large system of equations that can only be solved with a matrix. In this case, the cause and effect relationships are separated by space and time. You can utilize systems thinking to solve these systems. Lastly, there are complex systems. Complex systems have unknown unknowns, so you don't know the framework or the variables. Cause and effect relationships in this type of system are not repeated, and the system is only coherent in retrospect. For example, your household is a simple system. There's you, maybe your spouse, maybe you have kids or dependents such as elders who depend on you, and maybe a pet. You can easily map that system in terms of who is related to who. However, what if you try to map your entire family? So let's say you start with you. Who do you include? Well, you probably include your mother, your father, your siblings, your grandmother, and your children if you have any. You probably also include your spouse and maybe your in-laws. So your grandmother-in-law, your mother-in-law, your sister-in-law. But then do you include your sister-in-law's children? What about your children's spouses? Or what about your cousin's spouses? Do you define your family by blood, the law, something else, or some combination? That system is complicated. A complex system is hard to map. These systems involve many variables, and many of these variables are dependent on one another. You cannot control the outcome of a complex systematic problem. However, you can learn the nuances of the system and understand outcomes retroactively. In these cases, the whole of the system is greater than the sum of its parts. So some examples of complex systems and problems include tracking a virus, so epidemiology, racism, or the weather. So as an engineer, how do you think about systems, and how often do you interact with complex systems? If you work in construction, infrastructure planning, natural resources, or a similar field, you probably collaborate with organizations or communities with different values, goals, motives, and structure. Cross-cultural or cross-organizational collaborations are complex because they involve a reliance on people, and people are complex. Earlier, we said that something is complex because there are unknown unknowns, the cause and effect relationships aren't repeated, the whole system is only coherent in retrospect, and the whole of the system is greater than the sum of its parts. So when you or your organization enters a collaboration, you are met with unknown unknowns. Until the project is complete, you won't be able to track the effects of a decision, since the outcome of a decision relies on numerous moving parts. For example, let's say you're working with a community, we'll call them Town A, to build a new bridge to replace an old one that's in disrepair. You have the plans ready and you're ready to travel to Town A to start the project, when your point of contact in Town A steps down due to personal reasons. Assume that no one in the local government has the time or ability to take over the role completely, so you now have multiple points of contact who can't dedicate 100% of their time to this bridge project. Well, what would you need to do? Well, probably you would reassess the situation so that you can best work with what you have. You won't know the true effect of any decision made in this scenario until after the process is complete. This is part of the complexity of the system. Can you think of other ways in which collaborative projects are complex?